I grew up in a neighborhood right next to a black, right next to Harlem. Well, we had an interesting neighborhood. It was a little Irish neighborhood with Columbia University all on one side, like including everything connected with Columbia, like Juilliard School of Music was there, and the Union Theological Seminary, Jewish Theological Seminary, Riverside Church, St. Luke's Hospital, St. John the Divine Cathedral, all of that stuff on one side, boom, and on the other side, Harlem. And we'd call our little neighborhood White Harlem, because it sounded bad, you know? Where you from? White Harlem. Hey. Sound tough, sound bad. The real name was Morningside Heights. Sounds so faggy. To us, anyway, faggy had nothing to do with sex. A fag was just a sissy. Fag was a guy that wouldn't stay out later, go stealing or hitching on trucks or something, right?
Ah, he's a fag, he's gotta go home. Go home, you fag, it's 10 o'clock, the big fag's going home.
Queer, we knew what a queer was. Queer was a queer, right? Queer was the word you learned after homo. He's a homo.
He's a homo, he's a homo.
Then queer. In fact, the difference between a fag and a fag was a guy that wouldn't go downtown with you beating up queers, right? That's kind of part of that Irish street macho of the era. We were still into gang fighting then and all that. But talking about being black, like I've been black since I was 14, I think, on and off, kind of sometimes darker than others, depending on who I was hanging out with. But I like to remind, you know, white folks that we're all Nixon's niggers now. You have to remember that, man. We're all the same. No matter what your color is, y'all. But it was very natural to become kind of interested in black street culture because it's attractive. It's free, oddly enough. You know, the least free people are the freest to be free in their culture and their dealings. You get more eye contact from a black person in the street. They're easier with their body, man. They're more open with their songs, with their troubles. You know, there's a freedom, there's a liberation in it, which we saw. And Dick and I noticed, like, if you take five white guys, and I mean Anglo, Irish, English, kind of my white guys, not some exotic Middle European white guy, but you, Mike, this really white guy, Jim, you know? Like phosphorescent Irish skin, man. You see us glowing at the beach, right? Burning peeled, man. I never try to get a tan. I just try to neutralize the blue, you know? If I can keep even with flesh tone, I'm happy, man. It's just too hard. You gotta go out 7 minutes the first day, 9 minutes the second day, 11 minutes the third day. Then it's cloudy for 3 days. You stay home on Sunday, you fall asleep drunk at the beach 7 hours, burning peeled for a week and a half. You know? So you get five white guys like this, my kind of guys from my neighborhood.
You know, these guys here.
Five white guys, and put them with five black guys and let them hang around together for about a month. And at the end of the month, you'll notice that the white guys are walking and talking and standing like the black guys do. You'll never see the black guys saying, "Oh, golly, we won the big game today. Yes, sir. Big game, cool." But you'll see guys with red hair and freckles named Duffy say, "What's happening? Nothing to it. You got it, man. Hey, nice. That's cool. Too late, baby. Shit, I don't know. It's happening."
"And where do you think you're going now?"
"I set out shit, man."
Because the voices that I heard, you know, the Irish voices were like that. These were the guys I grew up with, third generation, Eastern, even Irish, Catholic. Right? You see a working class accent, but you're on the rise, starting to vote Republican, move to Queens, right? Starting to, beginning to be a managerial.
Those cats. The older guys were like this. This here was your further back, your first generation, or whatever the second. These guys, Archie Bunker, I don't know your numbers. Archie Bunker, Ralph Cramden, a lot of guys down in this series, your West Side Barfly. This guy was in your big war. I was in your World War II, my friend. This was one we was in, we wanted to win, and we won. This wasn't no police action, no draw. This here was your war, we wanted to win, and we won it. Give me another one over there, Charlie. Back me up, give her one down there, have one for yourself and one for the guy that just came in. Where's it? Where'd this pick go? I didn't see this pick. Yeah.
So these guys here was the kind of voices that I grew up with. You know, "Hey, father, can we have a basketball?" With Billy Lotta Ball, right?